Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Donal Donovan in the Irish Independent reports that global rankings underestimate the competitiveness of the Irish economy by relying on distorting GDP data instead of better domestically focused gauges. The National Competitiveness and Productivity Council has claimed Ireland ranked 22nd overall and 10th among EU members in the 2023 Global Innovation Index, which tracks competitiveness. While Ireland did move up one place in the rankings and recorded a better performance for innovation outputs, the data suggested Ireland was underperforming against its own five-year average. Ireland has not ranked in the top 10 globally since 2018. The index measures factors such as infrastructure, institutional robustness, human capital and knowledge, and technology to track the ability of different economies to respond to economic opportunity. Loss of competitiveness during the Celtic Tiger period as costs within Ireland were inflated by the property-fueled bubble has been flagged as a missed warning sign that could have helped rein in that crisis before it burst. Joe Brennan in the Irish Times reports that Irish insurers rebounded in 2021 and 2022 to profitability levels not seen in a decade, covering public and employers' liability and commercial property for businesses as claims costs fell relative to premiums earned, according to the central bank. Public liability, employers' liability and commercial property had posted consistent operating losses between 2012 and 2020, with the extent of the shortfall peaking at 14% of total income in 2020 when the COVID-19 pandemic triggered a raft of business interruption claims. However, the sector rebounded to operating profits equating to 9% of income in 2021, the highest level in a decade, before expanding further to 14% or €176 million in 2022, according to the National Claims Information Database published by the Central Bank today. And we'll be speaking live to the Minister Dara Cleary about this at 8:30. And the Irish Times reports that PTSB raised €500 million yesterday from the sale of green bonds, joining its largest rivals in tapping this fast-growing part of the global debt markets and boosting more climate-friendly lending. The senior notes were priced to carry a coupon or interest rate of 4.25% and attracted some €2.2 billion of orders from investors. The bank issued around €700 million in green mortgage loans last year, accounting for almost a third of its new home loans. Homes with a building energy rating of B3 or higher are eligible for green mortgages among Irish lenders and are typically priced more cheaply than standard home loans.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.